unfiltered, unapologetic, unlike anyone else. Broadcasting live from Radio Row in San Francisco, this is the Stephen A. Smith Show.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the latest edition of the Stephen A. Smith Show, coming at you as I love to do every weekday from 1 to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time over the airwaves of Sirius XM, Mad Dog Sports Radio. We are coming at you live from Radio Row in San Francisco, California, about an hour away, site of the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl ain't in San Francisco. I'm here to tell y'all right now, it's about 45 miles outside the city. It's a long-ass drive, okay? It's a long drive. But we're here Super Bowl week, obviously. It's the Seattle Seahawks against the New England Patriots with a Super Bowl championship on the line. And usually, I start off with an opening monologue, but I make exceptions for very, very special guests. And sitting right next to me, ladies and gentlemen, right now, is one of the superstar running backs in the National Football League, future Hall of Famer, just finished rushing for over 1,500 yards this past season, a man amongst boys, the one and only Derrick Henry for the Baltimore Ravens. What's up, big time? How are you, man? How's everything?
Good. How you doing, man? Thank you for having me.
How does it feel to be here Super Bowl week? I know there were expectations for the Ravens. It didn't work out that way, but first things first, how did you feel about the season you had?
I thought it was all right. Could have been a lot better. I know I'm getting tired of coming to Radio Row every goddamn Super Bowl time of the year. Ready to be playing in it, but yeah, it was all right. I mean, I finished it strong, but could have been a lot better.
I'm just wondering, man. It's like I'm sitting there, I'm looking at you, and I ain't gonna lie to you. You're an inspiration, because you know what? When you're skinny with a pot belly walking around, you see a brother like you, you gotta get in shape. You was getting on me for years about that. We ain't seen each other in a while, but you was getting on me about that years ago. Yeah. But I've changed my life around. You're one of the reasons why. My man DK Metcalf is another. Y'all were getting on me. Damn it, gotta get in shape.
Yes,
gotta
sir.
Get in shape. Cut down the sugar. Trying to do some sit-ups. I don't look as good as you, though. I mean, muscles everywhere. When you think about what you've been able to accomplish in your career, I'm wondering, it's one thing for us to speculate about how much time you have left because we see you just running over men. But when you think about your body and the punishment that you've absorbed, the punishment that you've distributed, how much time do you think you have left in the National Football League?
Yeah, I really don't. I haven't even thought about how many time I got left. I don't even see me stopping no time soon.
That's right.
To be honest, yeah.
Right.
So I feel good, man. And I think when that time comes, you know, I'll move on to the next chapter, but I don't see that time no time soon.
One of the things that I said on the record, I might have been wrong, but I was just going by the reports that I was reading. I remember when you obviously was depart from Tennessee and you had an opportunity, and I'm looking at the Dallas Cowboys, and I'm like, you got to go get that man. You got to go get that man. And you were actually willing to go. And then you ended up being a Baltimore Raven. Have you found yourself reflecting on that and how good of a decision it was for you to end up in Baltimore playing with Lamar Jackson over the last couple of years?
Man, so grateful, so thankful. Love the organization. Lamar, that's my brother. I think everything was meant to be, and that's where I was supposed to go. Mm-hmm. Thankful that I did. Love everything about the organization, the people, my teammates, and excited to get to work for this next season. No, this season in the way we wanted to, and you know, we're disappointed in how it all played out. But love the organization. Couldn't be anywhere better.
What about the kind of year that Lamar Jackson had? You just finished raving about him. Obviously, it wasn't his greatest year, but we all know the man was injured. I mean, it was a career low in rushing attempts, rushing yards. This is Lamar Jackson we're talking about. Yeah. The fact that those attempts weren't up there tells you he clearly was not 100%. Could you put in perspective for us who don't know, on outside of that locker room, looking in, what this year was like for him just from a health standpoint?
Yeah, man. You know, just L was just coming off of two MVP, where one, he got the MVP, and then last year didn't. But this two MVP-type seasons. And then this year, this year was different. Mm-hmm. But just like any other great quarterbacks, Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, even Vic when he was in his prime, every year is not going to be the same. You're going to have years where some years are greater than others. You're going to have years where you got to battle through stuff. And I think that was one thing with L. Just like the injury bug happened and, you know, he was battling and trying to get out there. And L would do anything for his teammates and put anything on line for the organization to help us win games. But if he don't feel like he can go out there and be himself, then he's not going to go out there. And we all respect that. And You know, and I feel like everybody understands that. You know, L wants to be himself when he's on the field, and that's when he feel like he's his best, and that's when we know that he's his best. But yeah, man, he's going to work. He's our leader, and I know he's looking forward to next year and put this year in the past. But, you know, of course he would like the season to be like it was in the previous, but it didn't happen that way, and sometimes right. that's how it
plays out.
When
people looked at you this past season, they saw it particularly the way it started off, fumbling the ball or what have you. Here, let me tell you what my thought was. Damn it, you ain't touched the ball enough. Now I'm not gonna get on your former offensive coordinator, right? But damn it, there was plenty of times over the last couple of years we looked at Derrick Henry, King Henry, you King Henry for a reason, okay? Get you the damn ball. Maybe if you felt the ball a little bit more, you wouldn't have fumbled. That's how I'm looking at it. How did you feel about that? Were you looking at yourself, were you judging yourself harshly? Was there ever a point where you were losing confidence? I can't imagine that's the case, but it's you. You would know.
Yeah, I'm my worst critic. So whenever I was fumbling the ball and it can continue to happen, you know, you just get frustrated. You get real mad. But at the end of the day, it's a next play mentality, the next game mentality. But as a running back, you got to take care of the ball.
Mm-hmm.
I was getting really frustrated. You know, of course, you don't want things like that to happen. I mean, guys get paid too, so guys on defense gonna make plays. But I pride myself on taking care of the ball and didn't do that well this year. So that's a big emphasis to focus on coming into this next season of being better with the ball, taking care of the ball, and making plays with the ball rather than turning it over. Because, you know, that's the deciding factors in games, especially in the NFL.
Right.
The margin is so small. So, yeah, man, just focus on being better. And, you know, it's so crazy the times that I did fumble on national television primetime games.
Right.
So it made it even worse. So just focus on being better in that aspect of my game and letting the better results show when the time comes.
Is the Baltimore Ravens a Super Bowl contender next season?
For sure.
You feel that way?
We were this year. But, you know, how things unfolded, it just wasn't the time for it to happen. I know we were picked to be the Super Bowl champs. We felt like we could accomplish that. But it just didn't unfold that way. But that confidence ain't never going to leave us.
Mm-hmm.
We got a confidence in ourselves and every player on that team. You know, we got a new coach coming in, excited for that, excited for what's to come, excited for what's new. But that mindset and, you know, that focus is still there. What we want
Jesse Minter's the new head coach for the Baltimore Ravens. What should excite us all about him? Tell us what if anything, you know about him and why we should be excited about him.
Well, you know, he's a defensive coach, and this past year, they were a top 10 defense playing lights out. And I think the biggest thing about him and about him being hired for the Baltimore Ravens is the endorsement and the response he got from his players that he coached.
Right.
Being so excited for him and, you know, speaking highly about him, that's what I'm excited about, the response that the players responded, congratulating him and reaching out. Yeah, I feel like it's going to be great, and he was at Baltimore before, so organization knows him, and he knows the organization, so I'm excited for what's to come.
We ain't going to belabor this issue, but I wanted to know what we should feel about John Harbaugh being gone after 18 years. It's one thing for us to watch from the outside, but being on the inside, was it time for a change? Did it not matter to y'all? Was it just about y'all? Or was it just one of them things where, you know what, somebody's there long enough and a team needs a new voice? What was the mentality?
Yeah, you know, I'm 2 years in coming to the organization. You know, I came there because I love the way the Ravens played, the style, the culture, the brotherhood, and everything that it stood for. Love Coach Harbaugh and everything that he's about, the way he ran the organization, went about his business. And, you know, he was there, what,
16 years
before I got there. 16,
oh, yeah.
years
16,
prior,
years for you.
16 years before I got there. So, you know, he's been with the organization through and through. And that's what we've all known is
right.
John Harbaugh and the Baltimore Ravens. And, you know, between him and the owner, GM, and everything like that, you know, it felt like it was a change needed. And that's what transpired. And you know, sometimes we don't understand why things happen, but you got to trust the man above that he'll put you in the right position. And you know, Coach Harbaugh got opportunity with the New York Giants, and I'm happy for him with that. And you know, I know the relationship with the organization
right.
and him is still great. He's a Hall of Fame coach.
Yep.
I wish him all the best. with the New York Giants. I talked to Coach, told him thank you for everything he's done for me in the last 2 years. And I'm excited for the organization, what should transpire with Coach Mentor and everything else.
Let me move on to an interesting subject I need to ask you about, Vrabel. You play for this man?
Yes, sir.
He's in the Super Bowl here. What is that like for you to be here, but your former head coach
I know.
Have you seen him yet? Did you look at him and say, damn, you're here without me. I'm not happy about it.
I haven't seen him, but, you know, I'm rooting for him. They did a heck of a job this year for first year coaching. His former team that he played for and leading to a Super Bowl is incredible. My former running back coach, Tony Dews, I talked to him. I know he got a little swagger to him.
There we go.
In the Super Bowl right now. But, I'm excited for him. Hopefully they can pull it off. But Seattle's going to be tough, though. Going to be a tough task. I'm rooting for him, though.
Yeah. Handicapped this game for me. I mean, I'm looking at Sam Darnold and the way Seattle has looked, the way he has looked. But in the same breath, Drake May's a top two MVP candidate. Vrabel's got this defense as a top five defense. Josh McDaniels, your offensive coordinator. You got some cats that can get some stuff done, but they did have the weakest schedule since 1999. You had an offensive line in the Chargers that was hobbled. They were missing two all pro bowlers. You had Houston's offense, don't even get me started. You had Denver, a blizzard came in the second half, and they had a backup quarterback. I mean, damn, it's like divine intervention is following the New England Patriots. You look at these two teams going up against one another. What are you thinking about?
Defense, for sure. Defense. And, you know, what's so crazy is, like you said, watching New England, Denver, in that snow game, low-scoring game, just a lot of back and forth. Nobody could really get going. Of course, the weather had an effect. That was a tough game. And then you watch Seattle versus Los Angeles, going back and forth.
Yeah.
Back and forth. Yeah. So Seattle can score at any given point, and their defense can hold their own.
Right.
So
you got them as the favorites in this game?
Yeah, I do.
I hate to say that,
but I really do. I have Seattle as a favorite. I would love to see Vrabel and the Patriots pull it off, but I don't know. Seattle just
I feel the same way. I just don't want it to be a blowout. I think it has to be a competitive game.
Yes.
New England's defense can make it a competitive game, but it's going to be real interested in order to see this. Let me get to you personally, because you hear when America's Big Hill, the Big Hill campaign. I want you to talk about that in that commercial you're in with Emmy-nominated actress Catherine Hahn. Talk about that for a second.
Yeah, I was very excited to be being able to collaborate, have a partnership with Oikos for their big ad in the for the big game, for the commercial, my first Super Bowl commercial, which I'm excited about, to be able to collaborate with Oikos and Catherine Hahn, which I had a phenomenal time shooting a commercial with her. Promoting Oikos products.
You're a fan of the products?
Yeah, I use them.
Why is that?
It's packed with protein, which I need.
Right.
I needed fuel, give me strength.
Right.
Telling the fans to use the product for strength. They have a new product called Triple Zero that's packed with high protein, Greek yogurt. If you need a little snack, need a little protein, get you feeling right, give you some fuel. You can put a little granola, put some fruit in there, have you a little
Listen,
snack.
I know you're here promoting it, but we got to go a little deeper for a second. Because, you see, I need the energy. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
I need some strength. I need your help. So when we talk about Oikos, right, when should I use it? You talked about the protein that I need. I mean, when do you tell? I'm going to listen to you. Because, you know, if you want to be a man, you're going to listen to Derrick Henry. You understand? So you want to be a man. Physically,
for sure.
You want to be a man child amongst boys. I mean, when do you take the protein?
Well, I'm different. Some people like to eat before the workout, which you can do. You can have a shake, or you can have the Triple Zero Greek yogurt before the workouts. But I like to eat after the workout.
Why?
I don't know. I like to intermittent fast. So I don't really eat until after like 12, 1 or 2 o'clock every day.
Okay, that's fine. The intermittent fast is so basically you like eating 8 hours a day but not eating the other 16, something like that?
Exactly. So usually I might eat, like off season, I might eat one or two meals. If I'm really hungry, I might eat two meals, but usually I only eat one meal.
Okay.
And when I do, it's a big meal.
But here's where it gets tricky. See, you can afford to do that because you're going to still have the energy before and after. But here's the question. When do you feel at your best? Like if you took it before you worked out, how much would that help you compared to how you feel taking it after the workout?
Yeah, I think you'll feel great. I feel like you'll be fueled, especially if you have like a Greek yogurt, something small that's not too heavy in your stomach. You go work out, and then you get through the workout, and then if you want to eat breakfast or lunch or brunch, whatever you want to do, you good because you had that triple zero, that Greek yogurt to hold you down. Or afterwards, if you don't want to eat something heavy to hold you off until dinner, you can have a shake, a Oikos protein shake, or you can have the triple zero Greek yogurt as something that'll put in your stomach to hold you off for a little bit if you're trying to not eat too heavy or eat too much.
Now, can you overload on it? Like, if you take it before, does that mean you don't take it after? Does it matter?
I think it depends on you. If you feel like it helped you before the workout and then you want something else to hold you down, I think you can eat it before or after. I feel like it's a great snack to have. It's healthy. It's not too much. It's not going to have you feeling overloaded. It'll get you just right. And then you can add granola or fruit to it to even add a little more into it.
Here's the big question, million-dollar question.
Mm-hmm.
I know you take it after you work out, like you said.
Yes.
Before a game, do you take it?
Yeah,
you'll take it before the game, though, right?
Well, usually I would just, when I did a media form a couple weeks ago, because usually, like, before the game, I don't try to eat too much, especially if it's, like, a noon game. I'll probably have, like, avocado or a banana and some water. But now, you know, I have the Oikos, the Triple Zero, the Greek yogurt. I might have to implement in my pregame meal. So, you know, that's something that I have extra.
I'm looking to put on, like, about 5 to 7 pounds of muscle.
You look good, man.
I appreciate that. I appreciate
you
that. How can I put on, I mean, if I want to put on like 5 to 7 pounds of muscle, I take it before, after, or both?
I think you should do both.
I'm going to do both.
Do
the yogurt.
Do the yogurt, yes. Do the yogurt, or you can have your protein shake, or you can do the yogurt and the protein shake, or just both yogurts, but do both.
But
do
don't
both.
End up, don't be full before the workout. Like, don't overload
workout. Yeah, don't overdo it.
All right.
Because next time I see you, you have a suit on, what you can be like.
I got to be like that.
Yeah,
that's what I'm trying to do. Man, it's good to see you. I'm proud of you, man. You're the best in the business, no question about it. I know you picked Seattle to win this game. Next year, Baltimore Ravens going to be here?
Yeah, we got to be here. I mean, it ain't no other.
I mean, you still a man child, but you ain't getting younger, and Lamar Jackson just turned 29.
Exactly. So if all the time is coming. So, but yeah, the plan is to be here next year. Hopefully, when I see you again, it'll be after the clock hit all zeros and that confetti coming down.
Yeah, man, you're going to see me before that because I'm coming to come up Baltimore Ravens game.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm going to make sure to do that stuff. I'm going to make you proud.
Yes,
I'm going to put on some pounds.
Yes,
the one and only King Henry himself, Derrick Henry, right here with Stephen A. Sirius XM, Mad Dog Sports Radio. Appreciate you, my brother. All the best to you, man. Keep grinding. Keep making things happen.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Keep making things happen. The best in the business, the one and only Derrick Henry, right here with Stephen A. Sirius XM, Mad Dog Sports Radio. Got a lot of stuff to get into. Super Bowl, Seattle, New England. Obviously, some other NFL news going on. Some NBA trading deadline news. James Harden just got traded to the Cleveland Cavaliers. A whole bunch of stuff coming on, so stick around. Don't go anywhere. You're listening live to Stephen A., Sirius XM, Mad Dog Sports Radio. Derrick Henry, that's how you start off Super Bowl week, by having the best in the business here. And I'm going to take that protein. I'm going to take that protein. I promise you I'm taking the protein. That's right. I'm trying to put on fire. This is the problem. I love getting advice from him, but I'll never be built like him. I have no chance of pulling that off. But that's all right, because that's most human beings. Back with more of the Stephen A. Smith Show in a minute.